Ever notice how, when you go back to your hometown, your accent kind of comes back full force?
It's like you're putting on a comfy pair of shoes you haven't worn in a while.
Exactly. So today, we're doing a deep dive into accents.
Oh, yeah, this is gonna be
We're
fun.
looking at this piece called Your Accent is Like Your Smile. And it basically argues that, accents aren't something to be ashamed of.
They're a part of who you are.
Right. Like a unique fingerprint.
Exactly, they're valuable.
All right. So the piece starts off with this joke. How do you get a perfect accent?
Have an accent and use it.
I love that. It really challenges that whole notion of one correct accent.
Which is, kind of a silly idea when you really think about it.
Totally. So why do we think of some accents as better than others anyway?
Well, I think accents can be like these subtle social markers.
Interesting.
We make judgments sometimes without even realizing it
Yeah.
about people based on how they talk.
That's so true. Okay, so the piece makes this point that everybody
Everyone.
has an accent.
Right. Yeah, even native speakers.
Even native speakers. I mean, someone from Texas sounds totally different than someone from London.
Right, but they both speak English. It's just we're so used to hearing all these different accents in our own language that we don't really think of them as
I
accents.
never thought of it that way. So I guess for someone who's like, wait, what? How would you even explain the difference between pronunciation and accent?
Okay, so pronunciation is like the mechanics, making sure your sounds are clear so people can understand you.
Gotcha.
Accent is more like the music of your speech. It's the rhythm, the intonation, the melody, if you
Oh,
will,
I like that.
your vocal fingerprint.
Yeah. And like a fingerprint, our accent tells a story, right?
Absolutely. Where you're from, where you've been, the people you hang out with.
Like a little hint of a southern drawl. You kind of automatically picture, I don't know, like a front porch and sweet tea.
Right. Or someone with a British accent, you might think of cobblestone streets and fancy tea parties.
It paints a picture. So we should embrace our accents, not try to hide them.
Own them. They're a part of who you are.
So think about your own accent for a second. What does yours say about you?
Does it connect you to a certain place, a certain community?
Maybe it's even sparked some cool conversations, made you some new friends. I remember when I was traveling in Italy once. My Italian was horrible, but people were so nice about it.
He appreciated the effort.
Yeah, and it was like my accent kind of broke the ice. It helped us connect, even though we couldn't really understand each other that well.
Accents can do that. They're memorable. They make people curious. They show that you have a story.
It makes you think, maybe the goal shouldn't be to get rid of accents altogether, but to just understand and appreciate all the different ways people talk.
Right. Because, there's a flip side to this whole thing, too, where some accents are judged more harshly than others.
Oh yeah, for sure. Some accents can lead to, unfortunately, prejudice or discrimination. It can affect people in all sorts of ways.
Like job opportunities or just feeling comfortable in social situations.
So then, where's the line between celebrating individual accents and making sure everyone can communicate effectively?
That's a good question. I think it comes down to understanding and respect.
Okay.
It's not about erasing accents, but about making sure everyone feels heard.
Right.
And it starts with being aware of our own biases. Do we automatically assume certain things about someone based on their accent?
You probably all do it to some extent without even realizing it.
Exactly. So active listening is huge. Really focusing on what someone is saying, not just how they're saying it.
This has been such an interesting conversation. We've gone from accents being this thing some people see as a flaw to them being this unique and valuable part of who you are.
Something to be proud of.
Totally.
But it's also about recognizing, the power dynamics that exist.
Yeah, some accents are treated differently, and that's something we need to be aware of.
Absolutely.
Wow, this deep dive has been a real eye-opener.
It has.
So to everyone listening, what about you? Think about your own accent for a minute.
How does it shape how other people see you?
And just as importantly, how might you be judging others based on theirs?
It's something to really think about.
Absolutely. It's all about communication, understanding, and respect.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of accents. Remember, your voice, your accent, it's all part of what makes you unique.
And that's pretty amazing.
It is.